Welcome to the Property Management Mastermind Show with your host, Brad Larson. Brad owns one of the fastest growing property management companies in San Antonio, Texas. This podcast is for property managers by property managers. You'll hear from industry leading professionals on best practices, new ideas, success stories, and lessons learned. This is your opportunity to learn about the latest industry buzz surrounding property management, as well as tips and strategies to improve your business. Now here's your host, Brad Larson.
Hello everyone, this is Brad Larson, host of the Property Management Mastermind Podcast. To see a complete list of the offers and discounts we have worked to provide, visit our website at propertymanagementmastermind.com. In there, you will find additional discounts from Tenant Turner, Citizen Home Solutions, PMW Websites, and several others. Also, be sure to check out our Seminar and Conferences tab, where we highlight different conferences going around the country, business and property management related. Lastly, be sure to seek out the Facebook group we have started and become a member. In that group, the PM community at large, to include vendors, are welcome to join.
Hey everyone, this is Allison DeSaro with Seacoast Commerce Bank. You may have heard about us, or you may have even heard my podcast episode with Brad Larson, where we discuss the benefits of banking with property management bank like Seacoast Commerce Bank. We specialize in providing the ideal banking partnership for not only your business, but specifically your trust accounts. In addition, we offer a significant analysis program, which allows us to not only offset your bank fees, but then also offset property management related invoices. You can visit us at our website, or you can call me directly at 619-988-6708.
This is Brad Larson, and I endorse this message.
Hello, everybody. In today's episode of the Property Management Mastermind Show, I have Ray Hespin here from Property Meld, and he and I is going to be discussing his new product. Well, it might be new to you or might not be new to you, but it's new to us, and it's called Property Meld. And essentially what it does is it links tenants and owners and vendors together all on the same type of a platform to easily coordinate for maintenance. Now, we just recently implemented this into our business, so I'm gonna let Ray talk about it more on the show, but it's a very neat episode because we get down and dirty into exact portions of implementation to make this work for your business and where the ROI is coming from. So let's have a listen. And welcome everybody to another Property Management Mastermind episode. In today's episode, I have Ray Hespin with Property Meld, and we're going to be going over one of his platforms and working with maintenance and how it's working for us and how he's going to be working for you. So Ray, how are you today?
Man, if it got any better, it would be illegal, Brad.
Good to hear. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah,
lots to talk about because Property Meld has been one of those things that we've been seeing at some of these conferences. Everybody's very intrigued by it. So this is going to be an interesting episode to kind of hear what it's all about. So dive into it. Let's kind of hear a little bit about your background and tell us about Property Meld.
So just to kind of start, you know, everybody wants to know how Property Meld started. What was that moment that made us sit there and go, there's got to be a better way? And it was actually from my co-founder, who both of us were climbing the corporate ladders in our companies and moving around a lot, renting a lot. And he's like, does it always suck to be a renter and have maintenance done? Like, you know, at best you can call it in and, you know, maybe online you might place it, but everything after that is manual. There is no self-service, communication, scheduling, letting me know when it's happening, let me know when it's done. And so we really started there from the renter experience. And then we actually talked to about 25 different property management firms who spent a lot of time with us exercising what their process was. And we were just blown away. We're like, wow, this is an animal. So that's basically how Property Meld started. We said, we got to make maintenance more automated and more simple and more, more self-service like other, you know, things in other industries. So
yeah, anything to help maintenance is a big help. And here's why, because maintenance, in my opinion, as a property manager company owner, is one of the first things that will get you fired. And it's just often forgotten about.
Right.
When I say get you fired, I mean, we all want to provide a good service, but when maintenance fails, tenants get upset. Tenants start leaving reviews. Reviews stick. Tenants get upset to where they actually find out who the owner is. They go through tax records. They go to Facebook. They start knocking on neighbors' doors. And when that happens, you're going to get fired really quickly because a tenant's going to find that owner somehow. As much as you say in your agreement, they're not allowed to talk, good luck, because they're going to find the owner and they're going to punk out a bad manager who's not taking care of management.
Right.
So that's what we've learned through experience. Now, we've never been that bad. Of course, we always try to you know, paint a pretty picture for what we've been doing, but it does get to the point where you're going to get bogged down. And we've also learned to go heavy on the maintenance side, go heavy with the staffing. So make sure you're overstaffed, make sure you're poised for growth. If you think you have just enough of the right people, you might be short.
Right. 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 Yeah. And, you know, even you think about it too, to add onto those costs, Brad, I mean, a lot of people don't realize that 31% of non-renewals are because of maintenance, right? People rent now, not because they have bad credit. They rent because they don't want to be a homeowner. And so if they're not getting the upside of renting, which is I don't have to take care of the property, they're going to leave. And it's honestly, number one is rent price, is why people leave. And then number two is maintenance experience. So then you tackle on, now I've got to do a turn. I got to spend owner's money. I've got to have a property that's vacant. I've got to employ leasing staff. So, I mean, that's a big component to it as well that a lot of people don't realize.
I like that figure. Do you know where you came up with that?
You know, it's Kingsley, I think, is the one who releases it, which they're major in the multifamily and, mm-hmm. and analytics and stuff like that.
Oh, I could see that. That makes a lot of sense because they take a little bit more exit interviews than single family home. Mm-hmm. Property management companies do. They do the postmortem because of, you know, they actually go to the tenant and say, why didn't you renew with this 1,000 unit complex? And they actually take the time to do that. And a tenant's going to give them feedback to say, well, yeah, because one, the price got too high, and two, you wouldn't mm-hmm. fix my whatever.
Yep.
So I could totally see that. That makes a lot of sense. And I can see that with our perspective. We don't necessarily get feedback like that, but I believe that stat. That makes a lot mm-hmm. of sense because, again, most single family home property management company owners are not doing the full review of why somebody didn't renew. We always just assume they're just moving on or they're going to go buy a home. Mm-hmm. And there's, you know, honestly, there's probably less professional renters in the single family home space than there are in multifamily. But I still like that stat. I would say it's a valid one for sure. And let's dig into that further because understanding that that's your number two reason for people getting non-renewals, that's mm-hmm. something you can fix. We can't fix the price because a lot of times the owners will set the price. Mm-hmm. We may not be able to fix the second reason all the time, but we can respond to the everyday things that really get under people's skin.
Absolutely. Control what you can control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if they want golden toilets or brand new carpets every 6 months, we can't really do that.
Somebody right down the road. But
yeah, no, but if they have a garbage disposal issue and it's not being addressed, that's something that needs to be fixed. If it's something worse, I mean, the ones that I would call, they're second or third priority, like the garbage disposals, you know, the little, okay, my light switch isn't working, the wall plug isn't working here. Those are two, you know, second and third priority. But the ones you can't screw up, air conditioning, water, plumbing, those things you can't screw up. And this is going to help. So tell us how it helps us.
So we take a little bit of a different approach at how coordinating maintenance happens. So if we think about it, you know, how it happens in most conventional maintenance management systems is we get a work request somehow, right? Either that's through a phone call, online portal, but what happens after that? You know, now you've got to dispatch it to somebody. There's a follow-up process that has to be rigorous, whether it's 24 or 48 hour follow-up. Exactly. Did they get a hold of the resident? When is it scheduled? When is it done? Was the resident happy? Like all those things are manual touch points. So when we evaluated this process, which by the way, I'm from the manufacturing background, we're incredibly rigorous with process because margins are so lean. We sat there and said, these are repetitive behaviors that have to be done. How can we automate it? So we actually made a system that will actually not only allow streamlining coordination because we know the phone call is on its way out. It's the third, you know, way that renters prefer to get reached, but it will actually schedule the repair. It'll remind, it'll verify completion for you. It'll follow up with the resident for you. And so you take a process, even like scheduling, where you have dispatchers and vendors who are taking oftentimes days because residents don't like answering the phone. We're doing it in minutes to schedule.
So let's talk through this. So give me an example. So I'm a tenant and my let's pick a good one. The garbage disposal is acting up. Mm-hmm. And so how do I submit a maintenance request?
Yeah, so they go to the property management website, which we have a nice little custom link that we give you. They can submit it online. They get confirmation via email, text message. You know, and what'll happen is it'll actually go to the property management firm. Now, whether they use internal maintenance or third-party vendors, they're either assigning it out or dispatching on themselves. But the next thing that has to happen is scheduling. You know, there's a repair that needs to be scheduled. And what our system does is we've got a great little tool that will actually schedule between the vendor and the resident without a phone call.
That's huge.
Or the dispatcher. Because I mean, it is very, very common. You can ask any vendor. We survey thousands of vendors that use PropertyMeld. And their number one biggest complaint is getting a hold of the resident, getting him scheduled. It's just not happening. So you call, you leave a voicemail, you call, you leave a voicemail, you call. You hopefully should get the property manager involved at that point, to do it. But with Property Meld, it will actually schedule without a phone call. And our stats are pretty crazy. We schedule 85% of our repairs in under 4 minutes. So you take
that's outstanding
from days to minutes. Yeah.
Because that's where it often breaks down is tenants start saying that nobody's called them. Okay. And you see this, nobody's contacted me. I submitted a work order. Nobody's calling me. And you guys are a-holes because of that.
Yeah.
And it's really going downhill from there. But you have a record or your vendor's going to have a record through the technology of, ma'am, Mr. and Mrs. Tenant, we tried to contact you 1, 2, 3, 4. I mean, it's all, time blocked.
Yeah.
So you can actually show them, we've been trying to get a hold of you.
Exactly.
And we've been leaving voicemails. Mm-hmm. And then the tenant says, you're calling my desk phone at my office.
Right.
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 And no wonder, because they never checked their voicemail on their desk phone.
Yeah.
But that's the number they left in the system when they applied. And that's the only number we have. And so by showing them that record, it talks them off the cliff, let's say. And I'm just thinking of scenarios, that would drive us nuts. And that's one of them is, no one ever has called me ever. And what do we do? We're left to say, yes, we did. But it's a he said, she said thing. And I know there's softwares out there that do this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But this is out of our hands necessarily. It's turned over to a vendor, and the vendor is able to use that software.
Right.
So the bottom line is it's scheduled quicker. Is there an actual stat for that?
Yeah. So 85%, we schedule 85% of repairs in under 4 minutes. Our median time of scheduling is between 50 to 60 seconds. That's usually where we vary in between. So, and just to give you an idea too, you call once, you leave a voicemail, our system, I always tell them, kind of bugs the crap out of the resident to get it scheduled. It's texting them and emailing them on the hour, every hour, which is why we're able to get such a short scheduling process. It's immensely powerful because you're reaching them in the number one way residents want to be reached, which is cell phone text messaging, right?
Yep. Big fan of that.
Yeah.
We've seen this technology go from never used to very, very, very prevalent.
And it's how old is texting? It's really funny because even in development, we talk about the limitations of SMS and stuff because it's been around for a long time.
And I love stats. So here's one I'm going to throw at you. This came out of a NARPM broker owner conference, I think a few years back. But on average, emails are going to be opened up roughly 15% of the time, 20% of the time.
Wow.
The reverse of that is text messages are often read within the first 15 minutes of being received 80% of the time. So think of that. It's just completely reversed. So more people are going to read a text message on their phone than are going to dig into an email. And because of the notifications, most text messages pop up as, hey, look at me, pay attention. Because it could be from their babysitters. It could be, from the lottery. Maybe they won the lottery and they want to find out. There's a lot of
reasons. They're not going to be a renter much longer if they won the lottery.
Yeah. Exactly.
In someplace really nice.
Maybe it's a Tinder request for you. Who knows?
Hey, that's Jay. You know what? Hey, let's not out me here.
This episode of the Property Management Mastermind Show is sponsored by Mark Cunningham of Grace Property Management. Now, Mark has created some amazing products for property management companies. We have implemented his systems and his business income streams into our business here, and I can personally recommend them. If you are in the property management business, I encourage you to visit their website, as you will definitely find a product that will improve your business. I know Mark personally, and just a small investment to pick up one of his golden nuggets could earn you a return many times over. To learn more, go to propertymanagementsystem.org. Again, propertymanagementsystem.org. And to get a 10% discount on all of Mark's products, use the promo code BRAD, B-R-A-D. Hello, everyone. Brad Larson here. I want to drop you a quick note about the new Max Grow products on our website. And this is all intended to grow your property management business. Authored by Steve Rosenberg and Pete Neubig out of Houston, one of the fastest growing property management companies around. These guys have put it all in documentation, all on video, all on Excel, all on Word, and formats that you can pick up and use. So definitely check that out on our website. It's called the Max Grow Series.
But yeah, you're 100% right. And not only that, not just scheduling, but our communication is email and text messaging based, and it's all captured in one place. And it conceals everybody's phone numbers too, which is really nice. So you don't have to worry about vendors giving out their personal cell phone numbers, technicians giving out personal cell phone numbers. Anybody that talks, responds in our communication within each work request, it's dated and timestamped with who said it. So
that's awesome.
Talk about accountability again too.
I mean, that request I submitted for the garbage disposal, I get a text message from your vendor and I reply, yes, come over right now. And the vendor gets that text message back. The vendor confirms back with another text message. Okay, we're on our way. The tech will be there in 30 minutes. Okay. Is that how it's kind of working?
Yeah, it's similar. The scheduling is even a little bit more streamlined, but the communication channel absolutely can be used for that. The way that the scheduling works is vendors and stuff will provide options of when they can get out to that property. And they just pick on a calendar or they select from some times that resident made sense. And it'll actually continually text and email the resident until they schedule something. But what's really even cool too, and I'll mention something about the communication that's really been popular, and a lot of our customers have actually highlighted this, is you can now send YouTube videos right through communication. If you can manage as a resident garbage disposal, right? How crank it, how to, you know, reset the breaker.
The red button drives me insane. The red button of death. I mean, I think anybody who's listening knows that you get, irate calls from people to say, my garbage disposal is not working.
Right.
They go in underneath and press the red button to reset it. Oh, that worked.
And that's after you reach them, which it takes them a couple of times, right? It's like, hey, I want something fixed and I'm not going to answer my phone. What's really great about that is if you send that through Property Meld, it actually it makes it a clickable link right in the text message and actually embeds a thumbnail right in the text. So like you don't have to be a savant at, you know, at home repairs, you could simply click on there. Oh yeah, here's a visual aid video playing that they made for people just like me that I can just press that button. Oh, it's resolved.
Yeah. Tenants are hysterical. I got a side story for you. So last summer we had a tenant call us and get in touch with us. Air conditioning went out. Okay. Very understandable. So, you know, San Antonio, Texas, South Texas here, technicians go over there. They fix the problem. You know, same day, everything should be good. Tenant calls us back and is irate because the garage is not cooling. And we had to explain to the tenant, ma'am, no one in South Texas cools their garage.
No, but hey.
It's just going to be hot in there.
No kidding. Well, it's also, I mean, too, you know, it's, people don't realize that you can, you know, it's 110 degrees out. You can't hang meat in your house, right? Like air conditioners are only rated to do 25 degrees at best and depending on humidity. And
So to let the team in on another secret here. So we just implemented Property Meld. It's been a pretty good system so far. I'll air some dirty laundry and don't make the same mistake. So we use AppFolio and our director of maintenance was getting ready to send out all the text message notifications, all the email notifications to the tenants with instructions because the tenants actually have to approve using Property Meld somehow, right?
There's from the emails that we send out, it tells them that there's a new way to do it, right? Now they can submit, communicate, schedule their repairs and all that. Yeah.
So approve is not the right word. It's more along the lines of informing them.
Yep.
So inside of AppFolio, there's a blind courtesy copy button, right?
Okay.
And the director of maintenance clicked the blind courtesy copy button.
Right.
All of the staff received about 1,100 emails the span of about 10 minutes.
Oh, no.
And so we all went through and we just went delete and held the delete button for about a minute. And then they all deleted. But man, it was like, all of a sudden I looked down at my phone. I'm like, oh my God, I got 1,200 messages.
Is that some, Brad, that we should put in our onboarding steps to like ensure?
Yes, it should. Do not click the blind copy button.
Do not click it. That's great. Love it.
No, it was fine. It was just kind of a side humor. Team's been busy implementing Property Meld inside of, you know, AppFolio, working with our vendors. The vendors have been very receptive in working with it. The tenants seem to like it. The ones that we're talking to, I mean, we're pretty fresh at this.
Yeah.
We might even be doing this podcast too soon. I may not like you in a month from now, but so far so good.
Well, man, no kidding. Yeah. It's, you know, there's a learning curve with everything. Right. And that's the thing we always tell people, like residents actually by far embrace the technology more because I mean, I think it's 93% of pizza orders are mobile. Right. Like people say, like, I don't know if my residents are ready. Like, do your residents order pizza? Of course they do. You know, they're in the 93% of stats. Right. So they order pizza. So this is the world that's like the Domino's pizza tracker, not to plug Domino's. Pizza Hut's my jam. But anyways, if you look at the Domino's pizza tracker, you can know when that pizza's going in, when it's coming out, when it's en route to you. And so everybody's used to this sort of self-service experience, and this the maintenance is the place they've craved it, right? Mm-hmm. So by and large, residence is high adoption really early on. Vendors, we always tell people, you know, there's a little bit of change management that goes on, but at the end of the day, it solves a lot of their problems. And a lot of the times it goes into just saying, hey, like, give this a shot. It's going to really help you, because they battle. Number one problem we ask every person we talk to, and it's kind of a baited sandbagging question. Hey, what's your vendor's biggest frustration with coordinating maintenance? Getting a hold of the resident. Well, would you be okay with us scheduling 85% of them in under 4 minutes? Like, yeah, like that would change your life. So we surveyed thousands of vendors. We do a survey of vendors every 6 months to continue to improve the product. We're rated 4 out of 5s on average for vendors. And a lot of the times the bad ones, because obviously we care about the bad ones just as much as we do the good ones. It's why can't I just have a phone number? You know, why can't I just call them? And it's like, well, they don't want you to call them.
Right. There's a privacy issue there. They don't want to give away their phone number.
Yeah. So, and so there's a little bit of that, but overall, I mean, it ends up saving them a lot of headache. They feel like they're better. They're better protected because the software is showing them that yes, indeed, we are trying to reach them. Mm-hmm. The system automatically updates status if it's waiting on a vendor or waiting on a tenant. I mean, so there's a lot of transparency for them. And the good vendors, I'll tell you what, they love it because the system really, I mean, as you've seen there, Brad, I mean, we've got analytics on there that show high performing vendors, right? Mm-hmm. Right? It tracks their performance. It shows that, you know, this particular vendor is very high, well received over time, how quickly they're doing work. And so good vendors love it because what they start noticing is Property Melt starts sending them, you know, the software, you guys start sending them more work to the good vendors because now you know who they are.
And it helps us weed out the bad vendors.
Absolutely. Because
everyone's going to go through that. You know, the longer you're in business, the more vendors you might go through. But we like to work with vendors and make them work with us.
Absolutely.
And this is going to help. Mm-hmm. And so let's get down to brass tacks. I want you to talk cost for the system and then savings, because one of the big things that sold us on it was the potential savings of personnel. Mm-hmm. So talk me through what that would be for you.
Yeah, so our software ranges anywhere from 75 cents a door to $1 a door. If you're over 2,000 doors, there's a little bit of price drop in there. But just to give you guys an idea, I mean, we did 10 case studies, and essentially we measured the amount of time they spent coordinating maintenance prior to us and how much they spent after us. We also measured resident satisfaction before and after. And we averaged for hours a reduction of 60% on average. You know, most property management firms can get between 350 to 400 doors, depending on the types of houses you're managing and all that. But, you know, before you got to get another maintenance coordinator or whatever quality's following, I mean, we got maintenance coordinators easily doing over 1,000, 1,500. We even got one that's doing nearly 2,000 doors.
So that needs to be dwelled on just a little bit. So think of that. I mean, I have four. You know, I have two in-house, two virtual team members that help coordinate for all of our maintenance, because we're poised for growth. I mean, we're growing, right. growing. So we need that type of space. But you're saying, think about that. I mean, that could be one person, one competent person managing 1,000, 1,500 or more doors for the maintenance coordination. That's world changing, because this is totally against what we're used to, where it might be 200, 300, 400 per, you know, that many homes per one person. Doing the maintenance coordination, because it's all the back and forth that just kills you. It's, you know, you're trying to do the go between the vendors. Now, some people are going to say, well, we just turn it over to our vendors and they do it. Well, how do you know they're doing it? You know, how do you know they're doing it? You're going to find out the hard way.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that never works. I don't like that method. I mean, I know people make it work. Then they've just gotten lucky. They've gotten lucky with the vendors, you know, that they might be competent enough to do that stuff. But for the rest of us, we're going to have to kind of ride the vendors like Seabiscuit and make sure they're doing their jobs.
Yeah, they're an extension of your company. It might say Acme Plumbing, but all the renter knows is that's your property management firm employed them to come do the job. So whoever's going to get the negative online review, it's going to be you. Who's going to lose the resident is going to be you. So we talked to, there's plenty that have great vendors. Vendors, at the end of the day, they don't realize the impact that they have on your business, right? They don't realize the impact. So they're critical regardless if you have our software or not. But you're right. There's people that put a lot of trust on them. But, you know, first of all, I mean, things fall through the cracks and you're going to be the one who eats it. And the second thing is vendors are not always scalable. Finding good vendors is a process, right? And especially if you're looking for vendors that you can seriously just hand off and know that everything's going to happen. What happens if they disappear tomorrow? Does your maintenance program go to garbage? So I'm a big fan of processes, not only processes for where you're at, but if you talk to most property management firms, what's your goal? It's growth, right? Mm-hmm. So which means you need to get more vendors, you need to get more staff. And so you have to think of a process and a system that's going to be with you on that path, not just this works for now. My vendor works for now. Is that process going to work for tomorrow? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
So talk us through implementation. So I've heard you speak. I want to go forward. We get signed up. How do you guys get this into our system? Kind of talk us through the steps in basic manner.
Yeah. So anyways, I know, Brad, that you're going to put a link on your site of what people can do to get a special discount code. But basically, our process is really simple. We're actually going to have somebody meet with you and actually do a consultation and say, hey, is this a right fit? Not everybody's right fit for our technology. Then what we're going to do is we're going to show you that software again, make sure that you're bought onto the solution that it is. Once we execute that, we have a great onboarding process that we actually, invite you to so you can see all the steps that are needed to go live. Brad, you were like, hey, keep me out of it. Show me the end labor, right? Show me the baby. I don't want to be through the labor pains.
Yeah, don't give me a labor pain. Just give me the baby.
Right. But anyways, we have a process go where we import it. We've got integrations with Rent Manager, working on some others. But if you're using, the system that's not integrated, we help import and sync your files, provide training, make sure all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed with, making sure certain steps need to happen prior to launching. And then you pull the trigger. We can get people up and running as quickly as 7 days. Sometimes people want to go a little bit longer, a little bit different style of how things go. But it's a pretty quick and painless process. It's by no means as complicated as an accounting system implementation.
Yeah, that's critical. I think if this is not a knock or anything like that, I think our implementation's gone pretty well. But knowing with other companies I'm working with, implementation is key because what happens is when somebody says they're interested, but to get from the interested stage to the actual working with doing it now stage, that time frame in there is so critical. So if I could give you any advice, make sure you go staff heavy there to ensure that implementation is done well, and everyone's excited about it, and it ends up to be a good process. That's going to set the tone, and you're going to create lifelong customers. So go heavy there. Not Absolutely. That you're not. I'm just saying, as you start to grow up, as property meld starts to get more prevalent in the industry, make sure you staff up heavy there and
Absolutely.
Include good implementation processes.
Absolutely. No, you're 100% correct. And you know what? We take our same philosophy with automating maintenance. We try and actually do the same process with our onboarding. We implemented a technology that actually keeps everybody transparent, allows really easy communication, allows people to understand what they need to do, what we need to do. And I'll tell you, that's been a process, as you said, that's been a process that in order to ensure consistent quality, we had to implement a really strong process. So we use a platform called Teamwork. I'd highly recommend them to do that. But
awesome. Good stuff. So next step. So I've listened to the podcast and now I'm interested in getting a hold of Ray and talking to Property Meld. So where do I go from here?
Yeah, so there's actually, it's kind of like I mentioned a little bit before, Brad, you're going to put a link on your site because we actually generated a, people that go through this will actually get a discount code to actually get a reduction in software cost. So if you go to Brad's website, the Property Management Mastermind Show, and actually fill out that information, you'll actually be kicked a discount code immediately. Mm-hmm. So,
and what's the discount? And how much is that discount for form?
It's 10% for 6 months.
So awesome. Good little chunk. Yeah. Good little chunk.
Real beer money.
Gives them some incentive to go through, get it signed up, get it going.
Absolutely.
Your next public appearance is going to be where? Broker owner this year?
Oh man, I'm going to be on the road. No. Oh, yeah. So we got Virginia, a broker owner. Yeah. Will probably be where I see most of your listeners there.
Okay. You're doing several NARPM events and multifamily.
Absolutely.
Events.
Okay. NARPM's been a really, really great community for us. So, got a lot of presence there. So yeah, we hit most of the NARPM.
Cause you're also serving multifamily, I'd have to assume.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. So it's a big world out there, Brad. We got to get it all, man.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I think this has been a pretty good episode. I really like talking to you about this process. I'm excited to see what Property Meld turns into for us 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, because, I'm kind of a stat nerd and I really like to see improvements in efficiency. And that's what we're going to be able to see as we start tracking profitability more in our maintenance team. And of course we have been, but we've grown up and we've gone through growing pains. You know, we went to the point where we had three technicians, we had two trucks, and we were running like crazy with our own little in-house maintenance team. We scaled all that back to now we only do third-party vendors. So we've kind of gone full circle there. And what we found is the coordination piece is extremely critical. You can't rely on the vendors to get the coordination done. You got to give them the systems and tools to do it better for you. This is a great solution. I was very excited to put it in. Again, fast forward 6 months, I bet we're going to have some good results for you. Maybe tell us about some happy customers. You know anybody out there you'd like to name drop?
Yeah. I mean, so I think we're seen as the industry leader in maintenance, and a lot of people know, and I'll drop some NARPM names, you know, Birdie Properties, Dodson Property Management, Park Ave, Park Place, just to name a few.
Yeah, those are big names because several of those players are managing multi-level property companies, especially Dodson on the East Coast. I think they have, they're in like four or five different markets.
I've lost count.
Park Place up in Utah, they're, you know, they're 2,000-4,000 units up there and growing. Yeah, I can see it working at a very high level, not just for the big guys, but for everybody in turn, because even a 100, 200 units, it certainly helps to where one person could be doing part-time property management and part-time maintenance coordinating versus all maintenance coordinating. And that reduces the level of staff you have to carry, which saves on the overhead, which increases your bottom line. It got, it's like A to Z. It just got to get one to the other.
Right.
So that's really where it really meets. And I'm very excited to be seeing some results from this after a few months.
Well, I'm excited too, Brad. And because you're a data guy, I'll probably come after you on your before data. We'll figure something out because we love giving data to our prospects and to our customers. So
absolutely.
That's good.
All right. Any parting words, Ray?
No, just really excited. So definitely check out the Property Management Mastermind show. There's a link. There'll be a link right there that you can click, fill out a little bit of information. You'll be kicked a discount code that you can either use or not. but anyways, you can find that on Brad's website there.
Excellent. Thanks for coming on, Ray. Been a great episode. Right. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Brad.
This has been a podcast episode by PropertyManagementProductions.com. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast, leave us feedback, and come back for our next episode.